Hi.
Is grandma there?
No, she's getting her hair done. What do you need? I'm
You just go get her for me?
really busy right now.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything. Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from the school nurse. I know she has like five sticks in her drawer.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko!
See ya.
Ugh! Idiot!
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire,
Hey.
and this is Deliberate Noise. Today's episode has a special theme, which is
Phones.
Phones. We've got a full hour of songs about telephones, texting, calling, even one song about faxing.
LOL.
Let's get started with a track from Zaya's Summer Remixes. This is a very relatable track, Claire. This one's called.
Every day.
It's called Phones Broke, remix by Zaya on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ooh, boys.
What planet do you come from, boy? Is it Neptune or Jupiter, boy? Come and feel my loving, boy. You know that you deserve it, boy. What planet do you come from, boy? I know that we just met, oh boy. Come and feel my loving, boy. You don't have to go. It's okay, squirrel, 'cause I will be alright tonight. You don't have to go. It's okay, squirrel, 'cause I will be alright tonight. You don't have to go. It's okay, squirrel, 'cause I will be alright tonight. You don't have to go. It's okay, squirrel.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Okay, 2:15 and the lights come on. Where my phone? Looking around like where my phone? Looking where my homies with? Where the hell my homies went? Where the hell my homies went? How I'm supposed to get home? How I'm supposed to get home? Walking home with my feet on sore. Walking home with my feet on sore. What the hell these Louboutins for? What the hell these Louboutins for? Walking home and it's damn near four. Walking home and it's damn near four. What the hell these Louboutins for? What the hell these Louboutins for? Yeah, I was getting it, looking real cute. Up in the club, man, how do you do? Hair ain't a don't, hair is a do. Oh, he fine, what's up with you? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone, huh?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home?
Okay.
Ooh, unlock that, all up in my contacts. Ooh, unlock that, all up in my contacts. Ooh, unlock that, all up in my contacts. Ooh, unlock that, all up in my contacts.
Came over here and he wanted to holler.
Yep.
My song came on, so I hit the dance floor. Man, I lost my phone.
Walking home with my feet on sore. Walking home with my feet on sore. What the hell these Louboutins for? What the hell these Louboutins for? Walking home and it's damn near four. Walking home and it's damn near four. What the hell these Louboutins for?
I don't know where I'm going. Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home?
Ooh, unlock that, all up in my contacts. 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 Ooh, unlock that, all up in my contacts.
Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone?
Hey.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh?
Hey.
How I'm supposed to get home?
But you're holding it.
Oh.
Body.
Listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. That was a group called Frangie with the song Don't Text Me. don't. Before that, Lizzo with the very relatable phone about losing your phone in the club. And Erykah Badu before that from But You Can't Use My Phone with You Don't Have to Call. Hey, Claire.
Hey.
So, remember that time you decided you didn't need a smartphone anymore and you, like, downgraded to, was it a flip phone or something?
Yeah, it was a flip phone. Everyone does it once. You haven't done it,
though. No. Yeah.
No, you gotta do it to know why you want a smartphone.
How long did you last before you went back?
I think it was, like, 6 months. And then what got me was email.
I don't think it was.
No?
I feel like it was like 2 max.
Maybe. I just remember the email, really. Email and Google Maps. Because it's like you can get around without Google Maps. It's just a lot worse and more time consuming.
Yeah.
Like some of these things, it's like, yeah, I know that like the nostalgic little Claire in me wants to be able to, like, navigate the real world like a grown-up in, like, the 1980s. But it is so much faster to have Google Maps.
Yeah, it's way more convenient. You had a story about someone using their phone in a really weird way at a concert the other day.
Oh, yeah. I think that their, front-facing camera was the only one that worked or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like their normal camera didn't work. So we were at this concert, and she was just, like, filming with her like, hand up and, like, the phone facing her, but she, like, turned around. It was just, like, this really awkward maneuver to film and also watch what she was filming with the front-facing camera, and it was so obnoxious. Like, It is already obnoxious, in my opinion, to film a concert.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it was like you're doing this with your front-facing camera. I just don't understand. It's like if you want to see the band play live, like there are probably some really high-quality videos of that online.
Uh-huh. Already uploaded. You don't have to mess around. Just to
like, I
want to
know like the average number of times that someone rewatches those videos. Like, I bet it is close to zero.
Every time I'm about to take one, I'm like, am I going to watch this later?
No.
Still do it, though. Okay, I want to play, like, a really nostalgic
Okay.
Phone themed song.
Oh yeah.
This is from 2015. It's from Winona Forever's first EP called Yacht Rock. And I feel like this was one of their first like big hits. In the scene, I remember singing to this in 2015. Okay, here is Winona Forever with Cell Phone.
Never been better, I guess that's a lie. Cause your boyfriend is cool and I'm way too high. One last grasp for normalcy, but I guess that's just not me.
Hello, caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, hello. I was wondering if you could play that song again.
Which one, man?
The one that goes beep boop bop beep boop?
No, man, you're thinking of beep boop boop bop boop bop.
Boop bop beep boop bop beep boop?
Bop boop boop bop.
Beep bop boop bop.
Beep beep boop bop.
Bop beep boop beep bop boop bop.
Boop boop bop.
Beep boop boop bop.
Bop boop 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 bop. Man, come on, man.
Oh.
Oh. we lost him, Claire.
Who was that?
I really don't know. I also don't know what song they were talking about, but let's just play this other one. This is called Phone by Punk Funk Mob.
Thank you.
I figured out the song that the caller wanted to hear.
Oh, yeah?
It's called Electric Zoo. Here it is.
Thank you.
That's by Human Music. It's called Sending Messages. And I think it's about sending text messages. But who really knows? Before that, Dunes with Telephone Wire. Alimony had Put That Phone Down, and Punk Funk Mob had the song Phone. You're listening to the telephone-themed episode of Deliberate Noise on CITR. Claire.
Yeah.
It's time for the toilet seat cover.
Yay.
Today I have prepared a review of the bathroom at Rosemary Rock Salt.
Okay.
Bagel place.
Which one?
On Main Street.
Okay.
Close to Broadway. So there was two individual bathrooms.
Okay.
The first one I went in, because you know I went in both. The first one was really spacious, clean, modern, calm. It had like a fake wood floor. Maybe it was a real wood floor. I think it was fake. But the wood floor kind of gave it an at-home vibe.
Mm.
And the they had like a high-powered hand dryer, which I liked, and it was very dimly lit for dramatic selfies. And then so that was the first one I went in, and then I went in the other one because my friend was like, that bathroom had a weird sink. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because she went in the other one. And so this one was like a lot smaller.
Uh-huh.
And so when you sit on the toilet, the sink was kind of in your face.
Oh, delightful.
But that was the only bad thing, I guess. And the flusher.
You can wash your face as you're on the toilet.
Whoa, yeah. Multitasking. Yeah. You're right. That's not even a bad thing. That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the flusher was like an at-home type flush. So just like a cozy, comfy
interesting
vibe in there. Yeah.
They didn't have the half flush, full flush thing?
Mm-mm. Huh. No, just your classic flusher. Yeah, Rosemary Rock Salt. Pretty good bathroom. Wood poo there.
Do you think it's the kind of place where you could just walk in? Because it's right behind a bus stop.
Yeah, they're
can
like
just walk
bathrooms
in?
Are for customers only, but there's no key or anything.
Okay.
They're not locked. You can actually just go in. But I also did buy a bagel.
Okay.
The cover for today is
just to backtrack a little bit, what kind of bagel?
Oh, the Rosemary Rock Salt.
Yeah.
I was really sick, so I was craving something salty.
Uh-huh.
And you know how those bagels are so salty?
Yeah.
But honestly, I didn't think it was salty enough.
Okay.
Could barely taste the salt.
Oh, sorry. You got a Rosemary and Rock Salt bagel at Rosemary.
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
Cover song for today is Hanging on the Telephone. So a lot of people know this song as it was popularized by Blondie. But it was actually a cover when they did it. It was originally by this dude called Jack Lee, who was in The Nerves, wrote it in like 1978. And then Blondie was like, cool, we're going to cover that, put it on our album. But I'm not playing the Blondie version. I'm playing the L7 version. And they are a punk rock band from, they were active in like the 80s, but they kind of reformed in 2014. And they have a recent album, and they did Hanging on the Telephone. So here you go, L7 on CITR. I'm in the phone booth, it's the one I call. If you don't answer, I just ring it off the wall. I know he's there.
Oh, can we talk again? stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
From September 26th to October 11th is the Vancouver International Film Festival. VIFF presents the world's best cinema fused with related talks and events in a unique Films Plus model. Annually, VIFF presents over 320 films and events, plays host to approximately 400 industry professionals from around the globe, and boasts the largest Canadian film program in the world. Tickets are on sale now. Go to VIFF.org or the Van City Theatre box office to purchase yours today.
Wake up.
Novel is playing SBC Restaurant on October 5th with UK post-punk art rock band Drala. Come out to catch Novel performing work from their recent self-titled EP, out everywhere via Flemish Eye Records. That's Saturday, October 5th at SBC Restaurant. Ticket link available at FlemishEye.com.
Trouble, I smell trouble in the alleys, in the halls,
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Tommy Tone with the song Fax Me a Brain. I think fax machines are kind of phones. There's like a phone number with it, right?
Yeah.
Never had one.
It's not a phone number, it's a fax number.
Oh, yeah.
People still fax, though.
Really?
Yeah. People come into the library and ask me if they can fax there.
Like, you wouldn't just scan something?
Apparently not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
News to me. That's kind of a technology I feel is, like, unnecessary.
Mm.
You know what else I feel is unnecessary is voicemail. Like, just text me.
Yeah.
Like, it takes me longer to, like, dial the voicemail and, like, listen to it.
Yeah, you rather have than one just, like, new seeing, message.
Yeah. Whereas a text, it's just, like, there right away.
Though I will say, I think a good voicemail is so much better than a text message. Like, a good voicemail just, like, fills you with joy.
Like, do you like getting them or yeah. giving them?
Oh, I am terrible at giving voicemails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you understand it's like...
I know how hard it is. That's why I appreciate a good voicemail.
Because you have to be concise. There's a time limit.
But also humorous, because otherwise, yeah. what was the point?
True.
Like, you have to use the opportunity you have.
Use the opportunity you have. Opportunity for shows.
Oh, yeah.
There was no segue there. Sorry. there's some great shows this week, Claire.
Yep.
You should go to. Okay. Let's see what we've got. October 1st. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, then, October 1st at Redgate. You can see Joe Past with Laser Background. I don't know who that is, but that sounds amazing. And Yep, and it's John Mutter as well. So that looks like a good show at Redgate tomorrow. And then Thursday, October 3rd, at the Biltmore, you can see Jerry Paper with Gal Grayson and Kim Gray.
Ooh, that Kim Gray. Like
a smooth, like soft, good, nice show.
Yeah.
Claire type show.
That's a me show.
And then on Saturday, apparently, is Champion Lawnmowers' last show ever.
Yeah, their next last show.
Exactly. Yeah. Who knows? There might be another last show, but for now, this is the last Champion Lawnmowers show. That's at Redgate on October 5th, along with Nick Normal, Co-op, and Anybody's. And the same night, you could also see Novel with Board Decor and Drala at SBC.
SBC is a cool venue.
Yeah.
If anyone hasn't been there, it's worth going. Because the audience area is literally a skate. What do you call that?
Half pipe.
Thank you.
On to some punk now. From Locals Corner Boys, here is Speed Dial Love.
Speed dial. dinner. What else?
Bye.
But I'm getting sleepy. Sad face.
I'll wake you up.
How?
By licking the glitter off.
Then what?
One's called The Phone from Tour Tape by Maze, who are from Japan. Before that, Spray Tan with the song Sext, Collate with Phone Call, and Corner Boys played Speed Dial Love.
Nina, I've noticed you don't sext me back.
Awkward, Claire.
Sorry.
We've reached the end of another episode of Deliberate Noise. Thank you for tuning in. Maybe you were listening in your car. Maybe you were listening on your phone.
You can always listen on your phone.
If you have Wi-Fi.
If you have Wi-Fi.
or data.
CITR.ca /radio/deliberate noise, and you can check out all our past shows and listen live.
Mm-hmm. Podcasts are online, podcasts are on iTunes.
And that includes all our play sheets, too.
Yep. Yep. All the songs we played today and every other day. And you can always email us from your phone, ninapanini1234@gmail.com. Tune in again next week. We'll have more Deliberate Noise at 5 p.m. And keep the dial tuned to CITR. We're going to end the show with my favorite song about phones. It's by Blondie. It's called Call Me on CITR.